You're back. Have you seen my credit cards?
Oh, yes. Did you know that you can double a spending limit with just one call?
You can? You didn't.
Relax. We only shop the back-to-school sales.
I'm supposed to start the 10th grade in Marvin Klein jeans.
They are just as good as the expensive ones.
Nothing comes between me and my Marvins? Please.
Look, Daddy, I got a new lunchbox.
Hannibal Lecter? What happened to the Smurfs?
Dad, I'm starting kindergarten. It's a very fast crowd. What are you doing?
Well, I have to start packing. I'm moving to the dorm on Monday.
Yes, yes, yes!
Well, this house won't be the same without you.
Yes, yes, yes!
Marvin Klein?
Hey, Mike, I'm glad you're here. Listen, you and I have to have a little talk before you register for school.
Oh, I already did it, Dad. And listen, you guys can rest easy. I'm taking my courses seriously this year.
Bugs Bunny as archetype? Hero or Wascal?
If Boynton State Teachers College offers it, that's enough for me.
Come on, Mike, we discussed this. I don't want you taking any sandbox courses this year. Psychology. You taking psychology?
Yes, because I admire you, Dad.
Oh, man, is it getting thick in here or what?
Come on, guys, let's put your clothes away.
Well, I wish we had discussed this first. See, the learning annex down at the community center needs a student teacher.
So?
I thought you might be interested.
Why?
Well, for one, it pays $100 a week.
$100 a week, huh?
Yeah, and you also get the satisfaction out of giving a hand to some kids who need help.
$100 a week, huh? No, Dad, I can't. I'm going to be busy with school.
Boynton State offers course credit for student teaching.
Okay, I'll do it.
You will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now I can drop psychology.
Yeah.
Show me that smile. Don't waste a word.
Oh, Chrissy, you are going to have so much fun today. Just remember to be polite and share and do what your teacher says.
Great advice, Mom. Why don't you just tattoo dweeb on her forehead?
Wait a minute. Nobody said anything about tattoos.
Honey, your brother is just using a figure of speech, as in put a sock in it.
Mom, on the first day of school, if you're not careful, you'll get a label that's going to dog you for the rest of your life.
Like what?
Sit in front, Dorfburger. Answer any questions, Boogerhead. Hang out with anyone wearing glasses, Deacus Maximus. And most important, eat the green jello, hasta la vista, baby.
What is wrong with green jello?
Leo Limetongue Plotnik.
And who's he?
Just the secretary/treasurer of the chess club.
Oh, my gosh. I like green jello.
Cut it out, Ben. And, Chrissy, you just eat all the green jello you want.
You're gonna call you Lime Tongue.
Isn't it a glorious day? I feel intrepid, leaving the nest and taking nothing with me.
Nothing? Carol, I think I just accidentally tuned your guitar.
Such a good mood today that not even an annoying pest like you could bother me.
Oh, please, Carol. Annoying?
Mike, I'm serious. You're
hey, could we please, maybe, it's a special day. How about a truce? Mike, you got any butterflies about your first day teaching?
Oh, no way, Dad. I got all my lines memorized. Here's your books. Study on your own. Class dismissed.
Hey, maybe they could make a movie about you. Drool and deliver.
Hello? Excuse me. Francis X. Tedesco?
Not until 8 a.m. How may I serve you?
I'm here for the remedial studies class.
8:30, second floor, room C. Wound a teacher, go to jail.
No, you don't understand. See, I'm the teacher.
You're Seaver Michael A.?
Or as they call me at Boynton State, the teaching fool.
Student teachers full of jokes and youthful enthusiasm. How long do you think it'll be before your dreams are shattered, your spirit broken?
Well, my dad said I had to stay till 4:30. What are those?
This, Mr. Seaver, is what I do. Forms. HUD forms, HRA forms, HEW forms, I-9 forms, W-4 forms. I hate forms. And yet I must fill out every one in triplicate.
Why?
It's the only thing that stands between us and anarchy.
Yeah, I feel the same way about Bran.
Mr. Seaver, let's interface for a moment. Are you really committed to this job?
Yeah, pretty much, I think.
These are your hiring forms. The only thing more agonizing than filling these out is filling out these termination forms. This task is like having a claw hammer shoved up your nose. This one is like having it yanked out. All I ask is that before you start working here, you agree to stay.
Hey, the teaching fool does not know the meaning of the word quit.
You'll be in charge of the students 2 days a week. You'll be evaluated bi-monthly. Remember, these are remedial students that need extra attention, which you, the teaching fool, will provide.
Okay, all right, great. Well, what should I start teaching today? I'm great at arts and crafts.
Science.
Science? Some of my best friends took science.
Perfect. Now, this is the room of an independent woman. Carol Seaver? Brianne Miller? I am so pleased to meet you. I just want to say I am so excited about living in the dorm. I know we're going to become great friends as we grow to know each other. Do you have a couple of hours to spend in the cafeteria right now? Why, yes! Great, because I have a boyfriend and we like to be alone.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. I'm your teacher. My name is Mike Seaver. S-E-A-V-E-R. And we'll be starting at the beginning today. Chapter 1, Gravity. Okay? It's G-R-A-V-I-T-Y. Gravity. Well, let's face it, this gravity stuff is pretty easy, right? I mean, why else would they put it in front of the book? Okay? I could tell you about it, but I don't want to insult your intelligence. All right, so that leaves us about 59 minutes to kill. So, anybody see the Knicks-Bulls game the other night?
Oh, no way.
Excuse me! I thought today's subject was gravity.
Okay, fine. I was just trying something a little new with you guys, but I can see you're just not ready for it yet. Okay, we'll go by the book. You happy?
Gravity is the centripetal force that keeps the Earth from flying to pieces and the universe from becoming a dark, endless, desolate cloud of dust. Wow, bummer.
Mr. Seaver?
Huh?
What does that mean in English?
a fair question. A very fair question. Does anybody have the answer to that? Well, before I give you my personal explanation, why don't we see what the so-called experts have to say? The Earth's gravity exerts a constant and equal force on all objects, regardless of mass. For example, a feather and a coin must fall at exactly the same speed.
Mr. Seaver.
What?
You just said a feather and a coin would fall at exactly the same speed.
I certainly did not.
Oh, I did.
They don't. I tried it.
Well, the book says that they do, so why don't we just move on, okay?
Prove it.
Okay. Okay, fine. Feather? Quarter.
The book's wrong. End of story.
They checked this stuff out before they printed it. Okay, okay. I got it.
It doesn't matter how you drop them. You can blow them out your ears if you want. Smart money's on the court.
Yeah. I don't get this. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Neither do you.
Finally, a teacher that's dumber than we are. Is this a great country or what? Yeah.
How was kindergarten?
This was the worst day of my life.
Oh, what happened?
Nothing. I sat in the back. Nobody touched me. And they passed out the musical instruments. I got the stick.
Oh, honey, everyone gets the... That happens to everyone sometimes. Wait a minute. Did you do what Ben said?
I didn't want to be a Dorfberger.
Ben Seaver, do you know what you did filling your sister's head with your silly eye?
Can this wait? I just had the worst day of my life.
Did you get the stick, too?
Worse. In history, I tried to sit in the back, but no, all the good seats were taken.
You sat in front?
Yeah, right under Miss Sampson's nose, which, believe me, is not a pretty sight.
Oh, Ben.
Then at lunch, some big guy with sideburns forced me to eat green Jell-O. God help me, I liked it.
You ate green Jell-O?
Yeah, and it was like a nerd magnet. The whole chess club sat with me. They elected me president.
Ben, that doesn't make you a nerd.
No? Well, this does. The school nurse says I need glasses. We're talking full frontal nerdity. You're rock bottom.
Not yet. Your baby sister's gonna beat you up.
Oh, hi, Carol. I wasn't expecting you home for dinner.
Mom, I don't have time for your problems. I just had the worst day of my life.
How was your dorm room?
Why don't you ask somebody who actually spent some time there? Like my roommate's boyfriend. Mom, what's so funny?
Well, a very similar thing happened when I was in college. There was this girl who had this stud boyfriend. They were always at it. They never stopped. Until one day, her roommate decided she'd had enough, and she marched in there, and she told her off, but good.
And you were the roommate?
No, I was the girl with the stud boyfriend.
Oh, Mom! And Dad was the stud? You two were always at it? You never stopped?
No. Actually, the stud was Danny Cross. It was a little before I met your father, so I'd appreciate it if you didn't mention it.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Mention what?
Oh, nothing. We were just talking about Mom's days in the dorm.
Oh, the Danny Cross thing.
Who told you about me and Danny Cross?
Danny Cross.
Why do you think I asked you out?
Oh. Come in.
Hey, we missed your dinner. I thought maybe you'd like some of your mom's famous Swedish meatballs.
No thanks, Dad. I'm not hungry.
So, how'd the first day at school go, Mr. Seaver?
It was a total failure.
What happened?
I spoke.
Oh. Come on, it's not that bad.
Oh, Dad, I had an entire class laughing at me today. One kid said I was dumb. The only argument that he got was from another kid who said I was stupid.
Did you really think teaching was going to be easy?
Why do you think I signed up? I thought teaching was going to be all pop quizzes and looking up answers in the back of the book. But there was this one smart little kid who kept asking me to explain stuff. I mean, every time I didn't know what I was talking about, he would fire off another round. He was like a dumb-seeking missile. What's with him? I didn't ask questions in school.
Well, there's always going to be one kid smarter than you, Mike. That's the one who's going to keep you on your toes.
Yeah?
Well,
what makes you so sure?
I know. I've got a son who's smarter than I am.
Oh, come on, Dad. You got it all over, Ben.
I'm talking about you, Mike. Come on. I don't tell you all the time, but I've got faith in you. So teaching's a little more than you bargained for. You're either going to stick with it or you're going to give it up. And I know you'll know the right thing to do.
Mr. Seaver, after hours of arduous work, I have just sent your hiring package downtown. Welcome aboard.
Mr. Tedesco, we have to talk.
About what?
Well, you're going to laugh. You see, remember yesterday when we were talking about teaching and commitment?
You're quitting.
Well, let me explain. See, my dad told me last night that I would know the right thing to do, and, well, this morning it was perfectly clear. Mr. Tedesco, you okay?
I have a sharp, blinding pain behind my left eye.
Well, can I get you something?
Seaver, we interfaced.
Mr. Tedesco, I'll do anything to make it up to you.
Teach your class today.
I'll do anything else to make it up to you.
Seaver, I can't possibly get a replacement on such short notice. Teach you must, and teach you will. In a few moments, when the blinding pain subsides, I'll start work on your termination forms. Now I'd like to be alone.
Sorry. It's just that I can't face those kids again.
I'm seeing tiny white explosions. Under different circumstances, they might actually be pretty.
All right, you two. Enough with this suck face. This is my room. I have rights, too, and I want you out. Did you hear me? Out. Hey, you're not Brianne's boyfriend. And you're not Brianne. But what happened to my posters? Mercy. I'm on the wrong floor. Mr. Seaver, are we going to start?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, everybody have a seat. Okay, now about yesterday.
Oh, man. Chill, everybody. Professor Einstein is talking.
What are you going to teach us today? That the sun's, like, really, really hot?
No, today we're going to continue the discussion on gravity.
Okay.
Now, we're going to get this right if it takes all day.
I better clear my calendar.
Okay, the Earth's gravity exerts a constant and equal force on all objects, regardless of mass. For example, a feather and a coin must fall at exactly the same speed. Once the factor of air resistance is removed, air resistance.
Hey, hold it right there. Is that a water balloon?
Yes, sir.
Good thinking.
All right. Has anybody else got one? Guys, yesterday we didn't account for the air resistance.
What?
Okay, everybody follow me. We're going to throw them out the window. Okay, everyone observe. A heavy balloon and a light balloon. Okay, Luke, I want you to time this.
Oh.
2.2 seconds.
They call cock that cat at the same time.
Hey, now, what does that mean?
That the cat's unconscious?
No. It means that whenever we drop, we'll take 2.2 seconds to hit the ground.
What else can we drop?
New Year's hat.
Hey!
Oh!
2.2 seconds. Let's try something bigger.
Yeah, Gigi's lunch.
Hey, my mom back there.
2.2 seconds.
Right. Pretty cool design, too.
But there's no way a feather's ever going to drop that fast.
Oh, all right, but the problem with the feather was that air resistance. Okay, now, maybe the book has more to say. All right, come on.
Picture near the tube, just like this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Ah.
All right, here we go. Coin, feather, no air. Moment of truth. Watch and be amazed.
Please.
It worked!
That was great! Do that again!
Okay.
This is amazing! This is incredible!
Oh.
You're not as stupid as everyone says you are!
Oh, yeah, you bet we're coming. We got a whole book to go through here. We're only on page what?
One.
Okay, now next time. Next time. I gotta talk to Tedesco. Carry on. Mr. Tedesco.
Oh, Seaver, I just mailed your termination packet downtown. You're free.
Mr. Tedesco, we have to talk.
About what?
Well, you're gonna laugh, but the teaching fool is here to stay.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, it looks like Luke is Carol's new roommate. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, Kevin, Winnie, and Paul mobilize to save their favorite hangout from being bulldozed.